Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Nahum chapter 1, we were talking about the thought that many people have that they should not confess a sin because it will hurt a person. Let's start right there today. You know, I found this interesting. And I guess I find it more in marriage counseling, where a man has cheated on his wife or a wife has cheated on her husband, and I have as much one way as the other. But they've cheated, and they say, you know, I feel guilty about this, but if I tell them, it would destroy them. Well, Satan has told them that. And so my question is, doesn't your husband, doesn't your wife love you? And they go to the grave a lot of times having never told, thinking, I'm doing this to save them from a lot of heartache. And it will be heartache. It will be heartache for them. When they find out that they have been betrayed as Jesus was betrayed by Judas, they found that they were betrayed by someone who made a vow to them for life. When they find out they've been betrayed, they'll be hurt. Jesus was also hurt when Peter said, I know him not. He denied him. He didn't betray him, but did say, I don't know him. Three times. That hurt Jesus. But Jesus forgave him. Now, so you're willing, in that confession, to withhold it, that she'll find out when she gets to heaven anyhow, because the counsels of the heart, the dark things, the hidden things will be made manifest, 1 Corinthians 4, 5, speaking of Christians. They'll know it then, and it's too late. You've lost reward. You're saved so as by fire. And so, my friend, I know that most counselors, most Christian counselors say, preacher, I disagree with that. You're not disagreeing with me. I'm just telling you that the Lord tells us to confess our faults one to another. And we don't say, well, that fault might cause some pain, so I'm not going to share that one. I'm not going to go that direction. Well, you better get it right, my friend. You better get it right. So again, I just want you to understand, there are many people out there who are going to find out too late. They should have done what God said. His love is patiently calling to you now. But again, His love is never, 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 never divorced from His holiness. He shed His blood so He could bring people to heaven justly. No one's sin goes unpunished. Jesus Christ took the punishment for us if we will receive it. But if we reject, there's nothing left but a devil's hell. I say a devil's hell because hell was prepared for the devil and his angels. So, my friend, I think of Satan. He rejected his position in heaven, tried to exalt himself over God, and he's got a place prepared for him that's terrible. But that is the same place that you'll be if you don't receive him. Created in his image, man was given a tree with a command. The image of God in which he was created was not a body. It was the Spirit, for God is the Spirit, John 4 tells us, 23 and 24. So what we were created with was in God's image, a spirit with a free will to either accept his payment or to reject it. And if you reject, hell is your eternal destiny. Created with a spirit in his image to reject what he suffered, to reject what he left the throne of heaven, where he was high and lifted up and exalted, to come and die for us, for you personally, for me personally, and to have the fullness of his wrath outpoured on his human spirit. And then yet, a person will not receive him, admitting their sin and their need of a Savior. Then it'll mean eternal torment and damnation for you in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone. That's what the Bible says if you reject him. Now, you can mock that. You can make fun of it. But I can get the last laugh because the day's coming when you won't be laughing. And you'll never laugh again. Just think, in hell, you'll never smile again. You'll never laugh again. You'll never feel good again. You'll never have a good friendship again. Nothing. If you exhaust the long-suffering of God, he will come and pour out his eternal wrath. He created the worlds, speaking them into existence, as the 33rd Psalm teaches. He destroyed the entire earth with a flood of waters, and thereby changed earth's climate and form. Notice these warnings from 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 9 through 12. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish. Now, you got some liars out there, and they don't know they're lying because the devil has them deceived, but it's a lie that they're proclaiming that some are predestined to go to heaven, some predestined to go to hell. Well, this is called God a liar because here he says that he's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. 1 Timothy 2 and verses 3 and 4, he said God would have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of truth. But because we're created in his image, he gives us really the ability to choose it, to receive it, or to reject. Why would men reject that? Well, in John chapter 3, Jesus told us why. Men loved darkness rather than light. They realized they were repenting, they were coming to Jesus Christ, they were turning to him. When you turn to him, you're turning from the world. It's like when you get married. You turn from all those girlfriends, you turn from all those boyfriends that you might have had, and you're turning to just this one person now. And it's a life commitment, never to go back to those others. So, he's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But then in verse 10 he says, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night. You see, his long suffering is now exhausted. So, in 2 Peter 3:10, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. You know what elements are? Elements are the first steps of matter. Do you think Peter knew what he's talking about? This is atomic theory. Only it's not a theory. God created it. And speaking of atoms, Peter doesn't know he's speaking of atoms because he was just writing down God's words. You see, this book is a God-breathed book. So that it'll pass away with a great noise and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. What happens when you split an atom? A great heat, a great noise. When the proton and the neutron is split in an atom, there's a great heat explosion. But then on the other hand, what keeps those things moving around in the nucleus of the atom? People try to explain it, but really it's just God. But he's going to let go one day, and then destruction. He says, the earth also there, continuing here in 2 Peter 3, the earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved. Have you ever thought about what that word dissolved means? Dissolved is kind of like an Alka-Seltzer. You know, it's in a tablet form. And then you put the tablet in water, and it changes form. Now, it's still an Alka-Seltzer, but now it's changed form. Now, I tried to put an Alka-Seltzer tablet in my mouth one day as a little kid, and that does not work. I was foaming out the mouth, and that was a terrible thing. But this is the earth will be dissolved. It'll be changed, in other words. He says, so knowing this, what manner of persons are ye to be in all holy, holy conversation, that is, matter of life, and godliness, godlikeness? What should you be? That's the question that is asked here of God. Looking for and hastening unto the coming day of God, wherein the heavens, been on fire, shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Great heat. That's what the Bible tells us here. Things of atomic theory years before thousands, over 2,000 years before they really get it themselves here on earth. So you better ask yourself the question now, for that day comes, and it will happen. And the Bible says, in the same passage, that he'd have all men to repent and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Are you ready? My friend, you better prepare to meet God. You better, but right now, seek that life according to the Word of God that is holy lifestyle and godly, God-like. Nineveh had the opportunity to serve God, having in the past been delivered via repentance and faith. But they hardened their hearts against God. They chose the world. They rejected the past and turned, when they turned to God and His righteousness, as their fathers had done, and they turned from it. You know, I think some of you that are saved, you've made decisions at an altar. But perhaps the culture, friendships, and desires have taken some away from those decisions. The day of the Lord will come. If you're saved, you'll be saved so as by fire. Don't be so unloving and so hard-hearted that you don't care as long as you're just saved. My friend, that is the most unloving person. That's the most unkind person to say, well, as long as I'm saved, I don't care.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation.